Currently, South Bend schools spend roughly $500,000 annually on 4 school resource officers from the South Bend Police Department. The officers operate under an indefinite memorandum of understanding dating back to 2012. During the Tuesday night panel, South Bend Community School Corporation board member Leslie Wesley said she wants to keep the officers, citing student safety, but she wants their title to be changed to something along the lines of a life coach.
I've watched SRO officers be social workers. I've watched SRO officers be counselors. I've watched them be teachers. I've watched them be friends.
But other panelists want cops out of schools completely. That includes Regina Williams-Preston of BLM South Bend. She says the data shows police don't make schools safer and that the mentorship SROs provide can be done by other people.
Any adult with the right focus and heart and training can be there to be enough support.
According to state data, Indiana SROs arrest black students at twice the rate of white students. And national research has found that schools with SROs are more likely to have students referred to law enforcement, including for low-level offenses. Arrested students are less likely to graduate and more likely to be involved with the criminal justice system. Panelist Drew Duncan with NAACP South Bend says they are currently doing a petition drive to pressure the board to remove SROs, and they hope to have 5,000 signatures by the end of the month. When reached via email, SBPD spokesperson Christine Carson said the department had no further comment at this time, but has held a series of public meetings on the topic and is continuing the conversation with the district. Jacob Lazaro, WVPE News.